USA Radio News.
FEMA has helped with funerals for people who died from COVID. Tim Berg has the report.
FEMA announced on Tuesday that its funeral assistance program has reimbursed more than $2 billion in funeral costs for more than 300,000 families of COVID-19 victims. The COVID-19 funeral assistance program provides up to $9,000 per funeral and covers COVID-related deaths since January 20, 2020. The average amount awarded per death is $6,500.
American officials at the U.S. southern border are allowing Ukrainians fleeing the Russian invasion to stay in the U.S. for 1 year without fear of deportation. Several Ukrainians told Reuters they passed through a checkpoint in Mexico and received permission to remain in the country until 2023. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Walmart is pushing to hire more than 50,000 employees by the end of April. The big box retailer said the new hires will include personal shoppers, delivery drivers, and data scientists. Hong Kong is dealing with a spike in COVID-19 deaths.
Workers in PPE gear in Hong Kong have carted the bodies of coronavirus victims into refrigerated shipping containers as the city morgues run out of space from their deadly Omicron surge. In under 3 months since the highly transmissible variant broke out, they've recorded nearly a million infections and over 4,700 deaths, the bulk of them from the city's unvaccinated elderly population. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The investigation into the injury Bob Saget sustained before his death in a Florida hotel room has found no definitive conclusion, according to an Orange County Sheriff's Office incident report. The 65-year-old Full House star died on January 9th. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The Federal Reserve has raised short-term interest rates for the first time since 2018. It raised interest rates a quarter point on Wednesday to curb the worst inflation in 40 years. The rate hikes will eventually mean higher loan rates for many consumers and businesses. An earthquake has rocked portions of Japan.
A powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima in northern Japan on Wednesday evening, triggering a tsunami advisory and cutting power to more than 2 million homes in the Tokyo area. A tsunami advisory has been issued for three footsies. The region is the same part of northern Japan that was devastated by a 9.0 quake and tsunami 11 years ago. The Tokyo Electric Power Company said that workers at the Fukushima plant were checking for any possible damage. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise invited top infectious diseases doctor Anthony Fauci to testify alongside other administration officials at an upcoming hearing. The topic, moving beyond the current COVID-19 crisis. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis is holding a hearing on March 30th. It will include the Surgeon General and the CDC director. Fauci was not included among the list of witnesses. And former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo wants $125 million for what he claims is an unlawful firing from his past employer. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.